And I apologize to those who wanted to speak on item 2 for their patience here this morning. Madam Clerk, would you please call item 2 and read it into the record?
Public hearing for housing and community development needs for the HOME program, the Community Development Block Grant program, and the 2014 five-year consolidated planning process. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Matthew, you want to explain to the committee why this matter is on the agenda?
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair, Supervisors. This is the first public hearing. This item comes before you every year. The reason that this is different this year is we're attempting to do our five-year consolidated planning process a year early. So that is an additional item as a public hearing today. But this is just HUD policy that we do every year in front of this committee with that addition.
And this is a requirement of HUD?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, that's correct.
So this is establishing a public hearing with a notice from the committee that we're going forward with the block grant process. We do have one card on this item, Mr. Bob Berlin. Mr. Berlin.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, my name is Bob Berlin. I am a consultant with a with Community Planning and Development Advisors. We are a private consulting firm. We have been retained by the county to assist in the development of the new five-year consolidated plan. There are a number of reasons why we think this is important. Our firm, small firm, three people. I was previously the director of community development for the Wisconsin State Office of Department of Housing and Urban Development. The other partners in my firm, one was the senior community development representative, an expert in the consolidated plan, in block grant, in home. And our third partner was the development director of the city of Madison for 25 years and represents local interests in the local side of this process. I'll just briefly describe what we're going to be doing with the county staff. Our goal is to do work with the staff, to do work that allows them to do their other work, and then to train them and to bring them in on what we've done so that they all know how to do this and can do this in the future. There, as you know, the consolidated plan is a HUD requirement to receive CDBG and home money. It is a plan that is required to be submitted every 3 to 5 years. The local government chooses the time frame. It covers housing and community development issues. And this year, starting this year, there's a new format, a new required submission process. It's electronic. It includes numerous new sources of data and analysis. Brand new, and our firm has some background in the new system. We've worked on the build-up to this when we were with HUD, and we've also worked on consolidated plans with other jurisdictions. So what we will do is help the county staff gather data. Our first project will be we have four focus groups that are going to be conducted later this month. We will issue an electronic survey that the public will be invited to participate in and will be open. We will gather all the information from those sources and provide that to the county staff. At the same time, we'll be doing data gathering using this new HUD format, gather that data, put it on maps and charts, and then sit down with the county staff to analyze the data, to set goals, objectives, priorities for funding, to help analyze the requests that come in for the funding, to help make sure that, one, you're spending the money in what we hope is the most efficient way possible, and also our goal, being former HUD people, is to make sure that your projects are compliant with the requirements. So you don't have to spend a lot of administrative time responding to questions, so you don't have to pay back money if there are any ineligible activities or activities that are not supported by proper documentation. That's what we want. We want you to be able to carry out the activities. So we'll do the basis of the administrative work and then help you develop the consolidated plan, enter it into this new electronic format, hold a final public hearing on the draft plan in October, and then submit the plan by the prescribed deadline, which is November 15th, as complete as possible under the new system. We'll be available to answer any questions if there are any questions from HUD, and to work with the county staff in beginning the implementation of the new program.
Committee members?
Yes.
Supervisor Meehl?
When will you have the five-year plan, consolidated plan, in front of this committee?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, we gave an informational report last time we were here with the timeline, so it will coincide with our annual plan, so I believe it'll be in September, I believe, is what we had on the previous report.
You gave it last, got it reemphasized, because that was last month. It's a new month, so September will be in front?
Yeah, I believe it's mid-September.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? The only question I have, Mr. Matthew, is are we still following the process where the ICC mayors have a separate process with regard to the grant and the division of the funds? Where are we on that?
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisors, we're really looking at having a similar breakdown as we had in the past with a 50-50 split between municipalities and the at-large. We may be coming to the committee for some recommendations about future years and how those formulas work, but our intention is to stick with what we had done last year for allocations.
Well, will this focus group then also be conferring with the ICC strictly for the county process?
The focus groups that we're having four. We're having two for the county. One in Brown Deer, and I think it's the 27th of June, and one in Cudahy. And these are for elected officials, for program administrators. We call them stakeholders. They'll represent their public. And then because of the HUD requirements, Wauwatosa will have a separate public hearing in West Allis. And this information, when we do these public hearings, we take down every comment. We do some ratings and rankings, which is for informational purposes, and we provide that both to the county, and it's also part of the record of the consolidated plan. And then, as I said, there's a public hearing at the end for the public. And there's also public comments that are always welcome. So that's the process of considering everyone's comments. And then, as I said, you know, the county makes the decisions on the projects.
I would ask, Mr. Matthew, that you inform the ICC, at least with an informational item, that the county is using this process, so they have that communication.
Sure, Madam Chair, we can do that.
All right. This is an informational item, Supervisor Meehl.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Now, you mentioned Wauwatosa and West Allis. They have their own administration. Mm-hmm. Are we doing a program? That's why you put them in our five-year plan? Because they get their own allocation.
Under the requirements, the county is the lead agency for the home program.
Right.
And the home program includes allocations that were originally made by HUD to Wauwatosa and to West Allis, and they have agreed to participate in the consortium, which is the county. So, but they also have their independent community development block grant program, separate funding for separate activities. But because they're part of the home consortium, I don't want to get too technical, they have to come in on the same consolidated plan. So we're helping Wauwatosa and West Allis also identify needs for their block grant program, at the same time identify needs for the county's home consortium program, the home funding. So that's why they are included in this process. So there's some separation and some combination.
So their money will be coming in this home program, in this consolidated plan, then?
In the home program.
I understand.
Yes.
You can be
yes.
taking it all you want. I understand the program. I just want to make sure that we are, when you do this, that I know the block grant, they were separated. I thought also the home program. So now they have, when did they join the course, the consortium?
Consortium. Well, they've been a member of the consortium for a long time.
Many years.
Yeah. The consortium has been in existence, I believe, since 1992.
Correct.
And that has been a consortium of Milwaukee County as an urban county jurisdiction serving 16 municipalities, in addition to the city of West Allis and the city of Wauwatosa. So that has been the jurisdiction of the home program. West Allis and Wauwatosa, they each operate a little bit differently. West Allis, there's a formula allocation very similar to block grant, if not identical. And they've been utilizing their allocation independently of the county. They do have to still make their funding requests through us. We are still the lead agency, so we're still doing all the reporting to the federal government, things of that nature. We're still ultimately responsible for what they do with those funds. And then Wauwatosa has taken a little bit different approach and has allowed county staff to utilize the funds within our own programs within the city of Wauwatosa. So a few years ago, you approved a project for Cedar Glen Senior Housing. That was a significant home project in the city of Wauwatosa. And we also, they market our home repair program quite heavily in Wauwatosa. So they utilize our existing program and they market it to their citizens.
These are their funds, correct?
Yep.
All right.
Thank you, everyone. Madam Clerk, please call item 3.